This really is, in a nutshell, it's a movement. It's an actual official network of cities around the globe. And within that is this real change in the way that cities are reflecting on and embedding the resilience agenda.
It's quite an exclusive club, isn't it? Because I know thousands of cities have applied, yet only 100 members. What was it about Greater Manchester that qualified membership?
Greater Manchester is already and has been a city that has looked at the way to approach resilience on an individual level, at a neighborhood or community level, and in the larger conurbation. So when I was here 6 years ago, there was already this sense that working together, we can fix these problems. Working together, we can change the way that future shocks and stresses might hit the city. So Manchester was chosen because in some ways it exhibits the traits and the activities and the mindset that allows them to look forward and not just be in a recovery mode, but to be in a resilience setting and a resilience agenda and in a pre-recovery mode, so that they're really learning from others in the network, but also teaching others in the network about what it means to be resilient. So Manchester and Greater Manchester was a true leader in it, but also had things that they could learn. So that's why they make an amazing, the city is really makes an amazing membership.
I suppose the risk factors got to sort of go into it as well, in terms of the risks the city face. We talked about flooding, terrorism, cyber attacks. You know, there's quite a few risks there, isn't there?
Yes, and those risks and those challenges are the kinds of things where a city's reaction to them, a city's preparation for them, a city viewing them in a way that isn't something that's going to debilitate the city, or it's something that they're so well prepared for that any kind of shock that comes added to a stress that's ongoing is not as bad as it would have been if they hadn't prepared for it. So there are risks here. There are long-term risks that are being addressed. There are those shocks that can come from a natural disaster, like the flooding from a year ago here. And those reactions ahead of time are in some ways more important than that immediate reaction, because if they're ready, then it's a reduction in the kinds of risks and the kind of disasters that might occur.